As you might expect, when someone provides you a list of advantages, what usually comes next is a list of disadvantages. So what are some of the disadvantages to a pre-timed traffic signal controller unit? First, they do not recognize or accommodate short-term fluctuations in traffic. For instance, assume that phase one has been assigned 15 seconds of split time, or green plus yellow plus red. In a pre-timed controller, it will always be assigned 15 seconds. This is regardless of whether there's one vehicle, no vehicles, or even 100 vehicles. Again, they do not recognize or accommodate short-term fluctuations in traffic since they are not being detected. Next, these pre-timed controllers can cause excessive delays to vehicles and pedestrians during the off-peak periods. Since the amount of time for each movement is fixed, this is often fixed to accommodate what will occur during the peak periods. For instance, let's use phase one again. During the peak period, it may be necessary to give phase one 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds, whatever it is. Let's say it's 30 seconds. However, during the off-peak period, if we don't change the pattern, it will still run at 30 seconds. If only one vehicle arrives, we're wasting a lot of time and not allowing the next up phases. In a typical ring structure, the next up phase would be phase two, would not be allowed to come up until phase one has fully serviced. Again, with the pre-time controller, phase one is not allowed to terminate due to actual demand of traffic and must service its pre-programmed time.